do you call a woman who helps a child birth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
A city dude or something like that, yes.
Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the town...
Oh, country crackers.
Country crackers?
Yes, something like that.
What do you call people whose skin is black?
Colored people.
Okay. If a person, let's see, suppose a white man gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
Oh, a good many things, I guess, he might call him. He called him nigger, or colored man.
Okay.
Maybe something worse than that, I don't know.
Well, now, if a colored man gets mad with a white man, what are some things that he might call him? Or maybe he might call him behind his back?
Well, a white man, I reckon it'd be all he could call.
Okay. Let's see. How do you normally refer to a person who's a member of the race that you and I belong to? You say, I am a... I mean, what do you usually call us? You call them colored people, and you call...
Yeah,
you call us.
White people is what we are.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You'd say, the man got awfully...
angry.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
had a headache or something.
Yeah. If you didn't want to be that specific, though, you'd say, the nurse sent the child home early because the child... Okay, well, I suppose you were going to use the word sick. What word would you put in between child and sick? You'd say, the nurse sent the child home early because the child...
was sick.
Okay, fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
It's stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Oh, boogerman. Like that.
How would you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Oh, I guess I'd wish them a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Would you ever say anything else besides Merry Christmas?
Oh, there ain't no telling what I might think of it. Yeah.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, oh, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far.
Carry that suitcase?
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its legs and its head and its tail up?
Oh, it's an old turf.
Okay. What do you call the same thing if it lives on dry land?
Dry land. Tarpon. Dry land tarpon is what I always called them.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay.
Well, somebody liked them now. Wouldn't prefer them.
Well, now, can the insides of other animals be eaten, too?
Well, I don't know as I ever heard of anything else, the insides, did you? Now, beef, they use beef tripe, don't they? Make beef tripe, they use down
okay.
Beef. Then hogs, I reckon, is all that it chews.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow, that'd be what I'd call it.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Well, it's just his body. What else?
Here.
Chest.
Okay. If a man wants to go fishing, he might get some oars and get in a what and row himself.
In a boat.
Okay. Do you have a particular word that means a small boat that somebody might go fishing in?